A breakthrough in a Florida murder case. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just over a year after a father of four, Jared Breitigan, was shot and killed, the first suspect has pleaded guilty, and now a second suspect is arrested.
Arrested this morning in Kissimmee, Florida, that's just outside of Orlando, is the second husband of Jared Breitigan's former wife. He's been a suspect for a long time, as he was once the landlord renting out a property to the only other person who has ever been arrested in this case, who the state attorney said is now admitted to being the trigger man.
Fox's Phil Keating. Breitigan was ambushed when he stopped to get a tire out of the road after dropping off twins from his first marriage at his ex-wife's house. They were in a bitter custody fight, though prosecutors are still not confirming any possible motive for the murder. Two Republican senators accused the president of overreach on the Second Amendment.
The Biden administration's executive order expanding background checks evades the American legal system to get a political outcome. Liberals will do anything and everything, the law be damned, to get their way.
Senators Lindsey Graham and John Kennedy say they'll introduce new gun legislation aimed at putting into federal law two Supreme Court decisions on the right to have a gun and to protect yourself even outside your home. The White House firing back at House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who says subpoenaed documents show a possible money trail from China through a Hunter Biden business associate to the president's daughter-in-law, Beau Biden's widow.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee say the Republican investigation is an overly broad and partisan inquiry into private citizens who've never held office. Critics say Hunter Biden has been under investigation for several years and prosecutors have yet to charge him.
Fox's Rich Edson. A White House spokesman accuses Congressman Comer of a disgusting and bizarre attack on the president's family. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Treasury chief says taxpayers are not on the hook as the FDIC guarantees all deposits at two failed banks.
Importantly, no taxpayer money is being used or put at risk with this action.
Secretary Janet Yellen tells a Senate hearing the banking system is sound, though many lawmakers question the precedent being set and say regulators will be investigated. A coalition of state officials are calling out major credit card companies for pausing merchant codes that would track gun sales.
The 14 state attorneys general, all Democrats, accuse American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa of buckling to political pressure. Last year, three of those companies announced plans to use a merchant category code on gun purchases to track suspicious buys. Last week, the companies halted the effort, citing GOP opposition, saying buyers' behavior would be improperly tracked. The code would track where people shopped, but not reveal what they bought. New Jersey AG Matthew Plackin said in a statement the companies have reneged on a pledge to track gun traffickers and mass shooters.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. There's a health warning at one university against a St. Patrick's Day Borg Fest.
Boston University Student Health Center posting on Instagram, "We don't recommend drinking a Borg," short for Blackout Rage Gallon, a gallon container with a fifth of alcohol, water, electrolytes, sometimes caffeine and flavoring, especially after 28 ambulances had to respond to campus parties at UMass during the Blarney blowout. Kids argue that the Borg blend paces your drinking, but Tufts emergency doctor Gus Colangelo tells Fox Boston 25, rather than someone saying finish your beer, now someone saying finish that gallon jug. And no amount of water absolves the fact that it's 16 shots of alcohol. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Wall Street's holding on to a rally for now. The Dow's up about 300 points. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.